Hi, and welcome to the Let's K-12 Better podcast. This podcast is a project between Mom of All Capes and her kids.
Hi!
In our podcast, we will cover a variety of subjects involving K-12 education and family life.
We will talk about the ways that parents, kids, and educators can improve K-12 education and family life.
We encourage you to join our conversation on social media using the hashtag #LetsK12Better.
Let's jump into episode 25 of the Let's K12 Better podcast.
25 episodes and over 5,000 downloads.
Thank you, listeners.
What is gratitude? We hear this word a lot. Gratitude is showing thanks and appreciation for the kind acts of others. Gratitude is also empathy-building exercises and an exploration of self. During the last 6 or so weeks of the calendar year, many of us take time to reflect, to give thanks, or focus on our family, and maybe even think about the promise of a new year. But as you think about your privileges, your blessings, and your happiness, is your gratitude rooted in the relief that you are not suffering like another person or group of people? Are you grateful to not be considered less fortunate? This type of thinking is not gratitude. If we only are thankful for aspects of our life, our health, our job, our sustenance, our safety, only because we are not in pain or because we are experiencing abundance, what happens when we lose those things? Can we still be grateful? Gratitude and thanks should center appreciation for appreciation's sake, meaning I exist and therefore I am thankful. Most of us aren't inherently thankful. I mean, remember, we're teaching our children to say thank you. It's because gratitude is an emotional skill, an experience, and an ability that we must learn and cultivate throughout the entirety of our lives. Sadly, many of us are actually learning it wrong. Well, in my opinion, as we are thankful for the absence of suffering or misfortune, we leverage our thanks as a bargaining tool with people and with our gods. We learn to say thank you only when someone does something for us. And we see gratitude attached to luck that was either inherited or bestowed upon us, like good health, good fortune, social status, and familial bonds. But what about our failures? What about our struggles? Not the moments we overcome or the moments that we were saved, but what about the moments when we felt loss, when we lost everything? Did we still express gratitude during those times? Is our emotional fragility actually attached to a disingenuous practice of thanksgiving?
I am thankful.
I am thankful for the entirety of self and that I am a growing, learning, and evolving being.
I am thankful for the entirety of self and that I am a growing, learning, and evolving being. A sentient force in a vast universe that chooses to connect with others around me through Thanksgiving.
I am thankful.
When we leave room for gratitude that isn't rooted in what we get or our dreams coming true, we open ourselves up to the fullness of the human experience. We prepare ourselves for the unseen challenges ahead. We give ourselves and others the grace and the empathy that they deserve when hard times come. We do not blame or believe that misfortune is punishment, but rather an important moment in the long cycle of our collective and individual life experience. We need very little and want for nothing when we center gratitude. We can be loved, and we can love others as they are, seeing them as they were created to be and appreciate their growth journey. We can forgive and let go. All right, everybody, let's come to the kitchen table. So we are going to have our family conversation just in time for Thanksgiving. What? On gratitude. We have a few short questions. We really actually want families to, you know, answer them, but then spend time talking about what the rest of their year is going to look like when they immerse themselves in thoughts of thanks. Thoughts of thanks. All right, here we go. Let's go with our first question. All right, so you're going to start off. The question is, what is gratitude and what does it mean to be thankful?
I feel like gratitude is like not just saying thank you, but like acknowledging that people, a lot of the time when people are helping you, mm-hmm. or like someone, or yes, one, you're saying thank you or showing that you appreciate that someone did something for you. And I think that being thankful, I think it's the same like topic as being grateful, because like they both have where like you appreciate what someone did for you.
Okay, cool. What about you?
I think that gratitude and being thankful are different things. Mm-hmm. Like being thankful, I feel like a lot of people do it wrong. Like you said in the beginning, most people only say thank you if they get something. And like gratitude, I feel like it's almost the same, except I feel like by showing gratitude, you're doing something else for someone after they did something for you.
So it's an act? You think gratitude is an act?
Yeah.
So and like
being thankful is more like saying thank you.
So being thankful is just like, break it down for me again, because like I'm like having a hard time.
So basically like an example of like thankful or like being thankful is like saying like thank you, but like I feel like people do it wrong, like you said in the beginning. Like they only say thank you if they get like a hat. Like if they get something they don't want, they don't say anything to you, but like if they get like a hat, they're like, oh yeah, thanks. But like gratitude or showing gratitude is doing some other kind act after someone did a kind act for you.
Wow, so it's kind of a reciprocity thing. Do you have to give show gratitude to the same person, or can you pass your gratitude on to someone else?
Usually it's better to pass it on, because then other people do it for more people, and then like, you know. But a lot of people, it's best both ways, because either way someone else gets to feel an act of kindness. Mm-hmm. So yeah.
Okay, I like that. I like that a lot. Thank you. Okay, so your sister was talking a little bit about passing on gratitude. What do you want to add to that?
I want to add that Garvey and Sophie were both extremely correct in the fact that gratitude and thankfulness, they're different things, but mm-hmm. they're under the same like concept. Mm-hmm. And that people aren't really, like you said, being thankful or giving gratitude like correctly in some ways. But I also wanted to add is like you can be thankful or show gratitude for anything or to anyone. Mm-hmm. It doesn't have to be a specific person or for a specific item. Like Garvey said, it can be literally for anything. It doesn't have to be, oh, you got this hat you didn't want. Don't say thank you. Say thank you, or say just say kindly that you don't want it, instead of just maybe that thank you could make a person's day.
So you can show gratitude even if someone does something or gives you something that you didn't like.
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. I'm really digging all of you guys' explanations. It seems like when you guys were talking that gratitude is a state of being and being thankful is like an immediate response to something.
Yes.
Okay. All right, cool. Just wanted to make sure I got it right. Okay, so we're going to move into our next question. How does it make you feel when someone says thank you or shows gratitude for something that you've done?
It makes me feel good, like that thing was helping that person, and like that person like is really liking that item.
Okay, so what about you, right? Like, how does it make you feel when someone says thank you or shows gratitude for something that you've done?
It makes me feel thankful that they're thankful, and it makes me feel, like, good inside because I did something for someone and they really like it. But, like, also, if they're, like, lying to me to, like, make me go away or, like, because they feel bad for saying that they don't like it, it makes me feel, like, sad and, like, betrayed because they can't tell me the truth about what they feel.
How do you know if someone is lying to you about their gratitude?
You don't know.
Okay.
It's just like, thank you.
So, like, should you worry about that?
Yes.
Why?
Because, like, what if they don't actually like it?
But they said thank you.
Doesn't mean they like it.
That's true, but still, they still said thank you.
Doesn't mean they're thankful for it.
That is true, too, though. That is very true. Okay, it sounds like this is a battle that I'm not going to win. Okay, how about you?
Well, it makes me feel, like, happy that, like, they really appreciate what I did. Because, like, if I was, like, in the other people's position, I would say thank you because the person probably worked hard to get that thing, or maybe they worked hard to do that thing.
Huh. I think that that's a really amazing thought. Thank you for sharing that. Okay. I have a question for all of y'all. Can you express gratitude without being religious or believing in a God?
I'm going to say yes, because I feel like being thankful isn't supposed to be religious. Like, being thankful is just you being grateful and thankful for that someone cares enough to get you something, do something for you. So, like, if people think, like, it's a religious thing, then it's kind of, like, pushing away that the fact that you think it's nice for someone to do something for you.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Why do you think people attach gratitude to religion?
Honestly, I don't know, but, like, I would think because, like maybe, actually, I don't know. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know why people would attach it to religion.
All right, that's cool. We'll explore that. Okay, so how about you? What do you think?
Relationship.
That's right.
Gratitude and thankfulness have never and do not root in religion, so there's no, like, reason for it to be a religious thing.
Mm-hmm.
And also, it's not like a religious practice. Mm-hmm. It's more of a thing that everyone can do, no matter their religion, background, race, gender.
Mm-hmm. A lot of religions, though, center gratitude, right? But I do like that what you just said, that, like, no matter what religion you are, or even if you don't believe in a religion or believe in a God, that you can still express gratitude. You can still be thankful. Why should you?
Because if people are doing things for you, then you want to express to them, even if you're doing something small, you should, like, saying thank you, you should still express that you're thankful that they gave you the thing, or even were just in that space with you.
Mm. So, like, at the beginning, you know, I said that we want to be thankful beyond just people doing stuff for us, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, I introduced this concept of just being thankful or having gratitude just for gratitude's sake. How can you have gratitude just for gratitude's sake if you're not religious?
You can have gratitude just for gratitude's sake, even if you're not religious, because it's not even, like, a religious practice to begin with. Even though some religions do center in giving thanks and gratitude, it doesn't mean it's necessarily their religion created it. So it's a thing that anyone can do.
What's something that you could be grateful for that's not attached to someone doing something for you?
You could be grateful for being alive,
mm-hmm.
having a family,
mm-hmm.
Being able to, like, have a stable job,
mm-hmm.
Or a source of income and food.
Okay. All good things. I like that. Thank you for sharing that. I really appreciate it. Okay, so we're going to move on to our final question. Why is it so hard to show that we are thankful when times are tough or disappointing? What do you think about that?
It's hard to be grateful when you don't get your way. Because, like you feel like you're not being treated as well as you should be.
Mm-hmm. I think that that is so interesting. So are you saying that humanity is spoiled?
In a way, yes.
Why would you say that?
Because, like, some people, like, a lot of times people, some people are getting more than other people are, but they're, like, on the same level. So maybe people think that the world is, people are being spoiled, and people are, just because people are having other opportunities.
So why is it so tough for people to show gratitude when times are disappointing? What do you think?
Like what Sophia said about people thinking like they deserve things just because other people have it. I think it's like sort of that, like just because they're not getting something that they want, like Sophia said, or just because they're not doing something that they like, mm-hmm. or being somewhere that they want to be. It's sort of like Sophia said, like we're being spoiled a little bit. So when you don't get something you want, like, you know, you throw a fit or you're not thankful for anything, when like at the end of the day, like, you know, some people in this pandemic are sad about like not being able to go see their friends, but they're like sitting in their home with the flat screen TV binge watching TV. Like, not all people are doing that. I know some people actually they've lost their jobs and stuff like that. We need to acknowledge that. But most people who are, like, sitting at home in their mansions and, like, complaining, like, you're better off than a lot of people. So, like, it's good to be thankful and give thanks and give back to the community as best as you can during the pandemic.
Keep it in perspective.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, just because you can't do one thing, like, you're better off than a lot of people.
So, you know, what about you? What do you have to contribute to this question? It's our final one, right? Why is it hard for some people to show gratitude or be thankful when things are disappointing?
Because people think that they deserve things that they might not deserve in some cases. And in other cases, people aren't getting like what they deserve or deserved. And then that's kind of rooting in their not being thankful and them rooting that into other things, like when they're in times of need. Or, like, when they're, like, not getting the resources that they need, they might be less and less thankful as they get less and less. And then when they get more, they're even, like, they might be less thankful because they thought they deserved it.
Mm. So sometimes we have to think about how we approach the way that we look at life.
Yes.
Okay. I like that. I want to add one more thing just about gratitude, and that having a bit of emotional maturity, especially for adults, is just really important to model when you have kids, right? Life is full of bummers, but we need to find opportunities to be thankful, to show our kids that we can be thankful when things are going really well and also when things are going not so well. What do you think about that?
I think that that's extremely true, and you hit some really good points, Mom.
Thanks so much.
Hey.
Hey.
Last question.
Hey, we killed it. Hey, we killed it. Hey. Thank you so much for listening in on this conversation on gratitude. We have a couple questions for families to consider over the next 6 weeks. So you guys have some homework for the next 6 weeks.
Question one, what is gratitude?
Question two, how do we show each other gratitude?
Question three, what are three things we are thankful for as a family and as individuals?
Question four, what challenges are we facing? How will we use gratitude to help us on the journey?
If you have any cool epiphanies that you'd like to share, please leave them in the comments or share them with us on social media. We acknowledge that 2020 has been a trying and stressful year on so many levels, but have you and your family prioritized gratitude? What daily practices of Thanksgiving do you engage in? How do you express humility and show appreciation each day? Let's build our collective empathy muscle. We're challenging families to join us in keeping a collective gratitude journal. This can be a board or a jar too. And on New Year's Eve, read those bits of gratitude out loud to each other. The gratitude jar or journal should invite everyone in your family to consciously think about something each day that they're thankful for. It doesn't have to be grand, but it should give each person the space to give thanks for either someone or something that happened that day. You may have to set a reminder like us because we're quite forgetful, but we can guarantee that in 6 weeks, if you've committed yourself to almost every day, there'll be a lot that you don't realize you're grateful for.
Each episode, we will share quotes that we find inspirational.
Tessa Thompson is an American actress. Her quote, "There are some people who don't want to deal with the fact that we are not forever. Some people decide to live their life to the fullest."
Frida Kahlo was a Mexican painter. Inspired by the nature and artifacts of Mexico, she was known for her many portraits and self-portraits. Her quote, "At the end of the day, we can endure much more than we think we can."
My quote is by Madam C.J. Walker, who was the first female self-made millionaire. She gained her wealth by making and selling hair and skincare products that can be sold to this day. My quote is, "Don't sit and wait for the opportunities to come. Get up and make them."
Deb Haaland is an American politician serving as a U.S. representative from New Mexico's 1st Congressional District. Haaland is a member of the Laguna Pueblo people and is a 35th generation New Mexican. Her quote, "Representation matters. Growing up in my mother's Pueblo household, I never imagined a world in which I would be represented by someone who looked like me. That might be because just over 50 years ago, Native Americans in New Mexico couldn't vote. It also might be because when I was young, people didn't even think girls could play sports, let alone run for office."
Thank you for listening to the Less K-12 Better podcast.
If you enjoyed this episode, please rate, review, and subscribe.
We want to hear from you. Connect with us on social media at Let's K-12 Better on all social media platforms, or connect with me on Twitter and Instagram at Mom of All Capes. We're on every podcasting platform. So if you enjoyed this episode, don't forget to rate and review our podcast.
See you next time.